It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
No, I mean, so you just you have to practice for a year, and once you're like immersed into your life, then you can go and get that done.
Is this a law? Like, is this a?
I think it is a law, actually.
It seems.
It's
weird.
The "don't make a mistake that you'll regret" law.
Well. Okay.
No, I mean, because you never know. I mean, it's a very serious decision. Darren Copeland here.
And of course, we're talking about buying Rockies tickets.
I know.
Rockies season tickets, yeah. You have to practice being a Rockies fan for a year before you're actually allowed to buy them.
Yep.
Because it's a very serious decision.
It is. 81 games? Are you kidding me? That's a lot of games to go watch baseball.
It is a lot of games.
That's just dumb.
Yeah. And I love the Rockies. I love baseball.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go to 81 games.
Well, let me ask you if this will change your mind. Okay. So you were sort of talking about this yesterday, but I wanted to kind of bring it over your face. So the Major League Baseball has decided to, with their practice, so they have their instructional league. So there's the Gulf Coast League and the Arizona League, which are like basically when you get drafted and in baseball and you're 18 or whatever, you go straight to it's basically summer camp.
Isn't that where Tebow is?
Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
He's in their instructional league.
I don't think there anymore, though.
Okay, but that's where he was.
But yes. So anyway, they are looking at ways that they can sort of speed up games, and there's just not a lot of ways you can speed up baseball. But one of the ways they're thinking about doing this is they're actually talking about having a man on second base to start extra innings. Mm-hmm. And this is something that if you watch international play, they do in extra innings. If you watch the World Baseball Classic, which is coming up, which I suggest you do, it's one of the most exciting, I think it's as exciting a sporting event as any. Go Venezuela. I mean, go USA and then go Venezuela. But you know what I'm saying.
Go USA.
But they will do that. They will have the man on second. And I will tell you, at first, I was against this. I thought this is stupid. I think that we make too many rules. I think that we're always trying to tinker with everything that we're trying to do, and it never can be just good. It has to be in some way tinkered with. And we've done this for better or for worse in a lot of different ways. NHL had the puck that turned red and everything else, and then there was, you know, I mean, some things have worked out great, like instant replay, and I would say that probably the field goal or the extra point going back is something where I would, you know, wasn't really happy about, but now I'm happy.
I love it.
There. Yeah. So all these things, but I want to get I think that listen, this is a good way to get people to stick around if it goes to extra innings, and it's a good way to end it. It's the same way that in hockey decided to go to 3-on-3.
So you're more of a hockey aficionado than I am. Like you grew up more. I mean, I grew up with DU and Colorado Rockies hockey, which was terrible.
Yep.
But I would never consider myself a big hockey fanatic. Those people I know who are hockey fanatics, who are old school hockey fans.
Yep.
Hate the 3-on-3. They hate the shootout.
There's of course they do.
Let it be a tie.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am with this rule. It's like you are trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. It's extra innings. If you go to see a baseball game and you don't want to stick around after the ninth inning, go home. I don't need you to stick around because, one, we're not selling beer
but
after
the
seventh tied.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So let them play just a regular baseball game. You're a soccer fan. How do you feel about the shootout in Major League Soccer?
I'm fine with it.
Okay. I think you're rare. I think a lot of them would just rather see them play regular soccer and
for until everyone drops dead.
No, they just end up with a tie. It's okay to have a tie.
We don't call them ties here. We call them boulder victories.
They're ties.
Victories!
In soccer, it's called a tie.
You know why it's a boulder victory?
Because
everybody wins! That's right!
So Europe has been following boulder victory rules long before boulder had boulder victory rules. Is that what you're saying? Europe has been having ties in soccer forever and ever, and they're cool with it. And I'd be cool with it. And if you have a tie in hockey, I'm cool with it. You can't have a tie in baseball. And honestly, if you get to some of those extra inning games, you go like 23, 24 innings, that's awesome. That's cool. It's epic.
But we don't call them ties. We call them boulder victories.
You're just stuck on hammering Boulder instead of actually listening to the point. We don't have ties in baseball. We play until somebody wins and there's no clock. And if you don't like it, don't stick around and watch it. I just think they're if you're going to walk somebody, I need you to throw four pitches. Throw your four pitches. As opposed to the other rule that they're talking about, which is just tell them you're going to walk them and the ump will send the guy to first base. Like, no. I need the pitcher to throw four balls.
Boulder victory?
Yeah, see, you're still not listening. It drives me crazy that they feel the need to fix baseball when they don't have to fix baseball.
They just want to need to make it faster, man.
You don't need to make baseball faster.
How quickly do you want to be out of a ballpark after the seventh inning when all the beer's gone? Faster or slower?
I can leave after the seventh inning, whether the game's tied or not. I can listen to it on the ride
home.
Are
you a person who leaves games early?
I have.
You don't
been.
Stick to the end?
I have been known to leave games
you
early.
You're the one who left the Super Bowl at 28-3.
You know what? If I had been there, I probably would have gone to the bars and started celebrating. And then somewhere around 1 o'clock in the morning when I was relatively sober enough to realize that my team had lost, I would have started drinking again just to drown the sorrows.
The Broncos lost?
I mean, if I was a Falcons fan and it was 28-3 to start the fourth quarter, seriously, I might have left early to go to a bar.
You know, I have to agree with you about the four ball thing. I was just sitting here thinking about the four balls. You have to make them throw a pitch.
You do.
Because you can bounce them there. I have a growing degree with that. But I disagreed. I disagreed with the icing, too. I always thought that, okay, an icing in hockey, for all you people, is when you... Who are you calling you people?
Yeah, you people.
Who are you calling you people?
What do you mean, you people?
You hockey fans.
Yeah.
They had icing where you'd have to go down and be the first one to touch it. But those led to some nice collisions down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they've stopped that. If no one can get it, then they'll just blow the whistle.
See, but that's a safety issue. This is not a safety issue for baseball.
Throwing balls at someone's head. That may be the dirtiest thing I've ever said on radio.
Throwing balls at someone's head. No, I get that. Other than you like small things in your ears, that might be the dirtiest.
I didn't say
you
that all the
were,
way.
You were going to.
I was going to, but I didn't.
I extrapolated in my head, and that's
so back to these balls at your head.
Just because you're going to extra innings does not, especially in extra innings, they're not headhunting in extra innings. There is no safety reason to put someone on second base. You're only doing that to expedite the game, and that is stupid in a game that exists purely to be played without a clock. It's played without a clock. You cannot speed it up. It's a leisurely game, as Marcelo said. It is a leisurely game. It's a fun game. You're coming home game.
It's almost as like it was a pastime.
It's a pastime. It is measured in moments, not in clock.
And you can have more great moments if you got a guy on second to start.
I don't see how. You hit a single, all of a sudden you have a run.
Yeah.
I would rather have the guy with two outs at the bottom of the 12th with nobody on hit a home run. That is an epic moment.
I'm beginning to see why you're not married, man.
Why?
That's far too much baseball for most women to handle.
No, that's fair. That is.
I mean, that's a lot of baseball for most women to handle.
That is fair. If I ever marry, the woman will have to be an avid baseball fan. And I know they exist. Women,
ooh, ooh, ooh,
there are women.
Ooh, at your wedding, if she's an avid baseball fan, can we dress up as the Baseball Furies?
Oh,
as your best men?
From the.
Come on.
From the Warriors. Sure.
That would be awesome, right?
With all the Yankee jerseys.
We'd all have our. They weren't Yankee jerseys. They were the Baseball Fury jerseys. They were just white and black pinstripes.
Maybe it was the pinstripes. I just made the assumption they were Yankee jerseys.
And we could make a tunnel with all the bats.
With all the bats. And then, you know, someone could be up near the podium and be like, Big Fuzz, come and get married. Clink, yeah. Clink, clink. With the bottles.
Fuzz, come out and play.
No, there are women out there who love baseball. I just need to find them.
Come out and play.
Buzz, come out and play.
That movie scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. It was a scary movie when I was a kid.
That movie still hangs up, man. Still stands up.
It does. It really does.
The Warriors is what we're talking about. Just in case you didn't know. If you didn't know, shame on you.
Yeah.
Go to Netflix and watch it right now. That's
seriously.
All we're saying. Go now. Go now.
No freaking way.
Go now.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.